ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
In part two of this interview on ABC Radio Canberra, professional bodybuilder Viet Duang offers some detailed insights into the dynamic world of bodybuilding. What exactly does it take to get shredded? And what are the risks, challenges and rewards associated with competing at the highest professional level?
I'm probably quite popular in Asian countries. Not every day there's a 6 foot two Asian walking the streets and then, you know, 6 foot two with a little bit of muscle. I just come from Bali as well, and I stood on the beach and there was groups of about probably 20 or 30 just constantly coming and asking for photos. And then once that group was done, the next group would come and I stood there for ages.
I met Viet Duang at a gym on the south side of Canberra and was struck not only by his size and stature, but also by his modesty. Viet often talks down his achievements and talks up his family. So I was keen to find out when and why he started working out.
I didn't start going to the gym until 19. I still remember that my grandma and my mum were saying I was too skinny. The Asian culture liked to compare. So I got compared to my brother a lot. They were just like, oh no, I'm so fit and he's not so skinny. You need to look like him. It's just like, all right. Started going from there and getting into the fitness and diet and eating and all that sort of stuff and stuck with it ever since.
What was it about fitness and bodybuilding that appealed to you?
When you start seeing results, you definitely get hooked. Setting goals. At first, everyone tries to set a weight goal, but as the years go on, I've learned you shouldn't ever set a weight goal, really. You should be looking in the mirror and seeing how you look in the mirror. That's the most important thing.
What happens, Viet, when your body becomes so important to your life and to your work? Does that make you self-conscious or self-confident?
It's helped with my confidence, obviously, but probably always have this picture in your head that how you want to look. It's an endless goal, just trying to get there. And then even if you do get there, you're like, you know what, nah, this can still be improved. So you're always working on your body, I guess.
Do you ever get nervous up there on stage?
Everyone's there for the same reason. So you don't get nervous standing in front of everyone there. So no, there's no nerves taking my top off and doing that sort of stuff.
Is it rare to see Asians in bodybuilding or are Asians having a bit of a moment?
The Asian scene's growing heaps, especially now with big shows like the Arnold Classic in Australia that lets international athletes come over. So the Chinese are quite strong. But right now what I've noticed is the Koreans are very dominant, very dominant.
For people who don't know anything about bodybuilding, how do you judge a winner? Is it based on beauty or balance, pure size?
I'm in the men's physique division. The division I'm in is probably considered more of the beach body. So you don't have to have overall mass. It's all about symmetry, proportion, conditioning. Years ago, they didn't want you to be so shredded or so lean. But now everyone's coming in lean and shredded. So it's now getting judged on that. But it's also a big part of it is stage presence. So you can have the greatest physique, but if you don't know how to show it off or you don't look confident, not cocky, but confident up on that stage or like you're having fun, you will get judged down.
You've been described as having a 1,000-watt smile and your skin looks incredible too. Are these cosmetic considerations important to your stage presence?
Yeah, according to the rules, skin, you get judged on your skin. From memory, I think hair over in Europe. I got fourth place at my first pro show and I asked the judge, did I need to change my conditioning, my size? And he's like, nope, I don't want you to change anything, but next time please review your haircut. I don't know if that was just an excuse as to why they gave me fourth, but yeah.
Can you be too muscly or does it depend on the category?
Exactly. So for men's physique, you can be too muscly. They now have four divisions. They've got men's physique, classic physique, 212, and open bodybuilding. So men's physique is sort of your entry level beach body. The 212 division is more for the shorter guys who couldn't compete against the open bodybuilding. Then you've got the open bodybuilding, where are these mass monsters? They're so big these days, but unfortunately, with size, their guts are starting to get a bit distended, starting to look a bit round, and not everyone enjoys watching the big mass monster sort of guys. So they created the classic division only a few years ago.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Kim Hoon, and I'm speaking to Viet Duang about what it takes to be a successful bodybuilder and fitness model. I asked Viet whether there are serious risks and dangers associated with his profession.
Yeah, to be honest, there is. Leading into the show, especially some inexperienced people, they will dehydrate themselves. And on the day of the comp, people think you look so fit, you look so strong because you've got so much muscle being shown, but you're actually at your weakest because you're depleted of food, you're depleted of water. People I've heard even cut their water 2 days out from comp. I definitely don't do that. I have been cutting my water probably at about 7 p.m. at night, but then as soon as I wake up, I'll have a little bit to drink as well. In all honesty, bodybuilding is probably not the healthiest sport just because the things that you put your body through, starving it just to lose that body fat, doing all this excess cardio, following these diets. The food-wise is good, but just leading to the show can be bad.
What do you crave the most after a show?
I always have 12 donuts waiting for me as soon as I step off stage, and it will probably take less than 6 minutes for me to finish that. I demolish my donuts. But anything with a filling, like vanilla cream, Oreos, and then I always go out for burgers, pizza, yeah.
And what does it feel like when you win?
It's just like a big weight off your shoulders. I've definitely had a couple of situations where I was not expecting that result. Last year in March at the Arnold Australia, definitely did not expect to take out the overall there. There was a Instagram, Insta-famous sensation who everyone was expecting to win. Yeah, as a competitor, you obviously sort of stalk who you're going up against leading into the show. And watching this guy's Instagram, I was like, man, I've got no chance. He looked great, but I managed to pip him. I was speechless when it happened.
What next then, professionally? How do you get to the next level?
So right now, I'm surprised at how well my career's gone already. It's just to get my name out there now. I'm Canberra's first IFBB pro, and I am pretty sure the first Australian in the men's physique division to be invited to the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio. Believe my ultimate goal is to one day qualify for Mr. Olympia and again be Australia's first men's physique at Olympia.
It's probably way too early, but have you had any thoughts about life after bodybuilding and fitness modeling?
Yeah, I actually only plan on doing this bodybuilding career probably for another 2 years, and hopefully that's it. I mean, the body can only take so much, and I love my food. This whole dieting thing, mentally, it really does get to you as well. I actually prepped for the 3 shows that I did in Japan, China, and Philippines. It ended up being 17 weeks, and you know what? The mental side is almost a bigger part, because when you come home and visit your family and they don't really understand too much about it, I have a lot of aunties and uncles and my mum and dad, and it's just like, eat this, eat that. Oh, why can't you eat this? Nah, just have a little bit. And it's like, mum, if I ate that, I wouldn't be doing so well in these shows. People don't realize how much we actually have to sacrifice to get up on that stage. Mentally, you need to be quite strong-willed and disciplined. It's a big part of it, 100%.
An amazing story of dedication and donuts. That was bodybuilder and fitness model Viet Duang speaking to me, Kim Hoon, on ABC Radio Canberra.
ABC Radio Canberra, streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.